This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led House passed a bill Thursday that would enshrine LGBTQ protections, a top priority of President Biden. The bill passed the House by a vote of 224 to 206. The measure now heads to the Senate to face an uphill battle. Two U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf have suffered coronavirus outbreaks. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet announced early Friday the ships will likely be out of action for a few days in Bahrain. The amphibious transport ship USS San Diego with 600 souls and the USS Philippine Sea with 380 souls are the ships. Proving the point, it's easier to criticize than lead. In April 2017, the Trump administration launched airstrikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack the Assad regime carried out against its own people. Both Joe Biden and spokesperson Jen Psaki criticized the strike, saying, "What was the legal authority?" President Biden launched airstrikes against Syria on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Helping us break down Thursday's passing of the Equality Act by the House, Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens, has more.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
The bill passed Thursday in the House 224 to 206. Mobster Peter Gotti, the one-time Gambino crime boss and brother of John Gotti, died of natural causes in North Carolina, where he was serving time in a federal prison. He was 81. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sporting events are beginning to loosen up COVID restrictions on attendees. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
Before the pandemic, the most attended sport in America is the National Football League, averaging just over 67,000 folks per game. Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Hasbro has announced it's eliminating the Mr. from the name of its popular Potato Head toys to offer children a gender neutral way to play. Hasbro said it will still sell individual Mr. and Mrs. toys under the gender neutral Potato Head banner. The company said the rebranding will feature more inclusive messaging.
NASCAR and Major League Baseball are competing for your attention on Sunday. NASCAR is in Miami at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Major League Baseball is mostly in Florida and Arizona for spring training. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I guess pretty much the theme today has been a call for activism, a call for a people of faith to stand on their faith. I mean, the Bible says, having done all to stand, what do? You keep standing. Because the truth doesn't change. Once you're anchored in the truth, not only will you experience God's peace in the midst of all the chaos, okay? And if you've ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. Our next guest, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, has written a tremendous new book, We Will Not Be Silenced. I mean, it is a book for the ages, and it couldn't have been more perfectly timed. He is an evangelical Christian pastor, teacher, and author. Dr. Lutzer, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm so glad to be with you today, Bill, and talking about issues that concern all of us.
Right. Well, and the thing is, what I hear and have been hearing, Dr. Lutzer, is that people just say, Bill, what do I do? You know, it's almost like they're, you know, I don't know, if they're just, frozen in fear or overanalyzing this. This is no big surprise. But I often ask them, I go, well, you know, have you even had a conversation with God about this? And it's quite interesting with their response and what they say. And it's almost like, wow, I didn't even think about that.
Exactly. And the reason I wrote the book that you referred to, We Will Not Be Silenced, is I began to realize that the radical left in America does not believe that America can be fixed. It has to be destroyed and rebuilt. So I look at cultural Marxism as it relates to the vilification of our history, to race, I hope we get into that issue, and to freedom of speech and all the other issues. But to your point, at the end of every chapter, I have a section entitled The Response of the Church, because this is not a time for us to run and hide, because actually it's to the point where there is no place to hide, and we have to be willing to stand for our convictions and take the consequences. I'm afraid that the church is often shamed into silence, and it's not as if we're going to shout. People may shout, we're going to talk, but we're not going to be silent. We're going to stand where we're standing and take the heat.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, and this is what courage looks like, and this is what courage is, you know, there's not, we keep saying this, the other thing, this has kind of been, you know, throughout the whole week, that there's nothing new under the sun. You know, the wisest man ever, Solomon himself, pointed that out in the book of Ecclesiastes for us. So, you know, the thing about history is that we don't learn from history, so it keeps repeating itself. And here we are. The world has gone through moments in time, and I say every once in a while, you'll come to that critical moment in time where the choice has to match up with that moment in time. And this is what I see converging, you know, converging right now upon our culture. Do we have the courage to stand up for those things? And that's why I said earlier that if we're not anchored in the truth, when we really need the truth right now, what kind of choice are we going to make at this critical point in time?
Yeah, that's a good point. And in my book, I also discuss the difference between biblical justice and social justice. So, you know, you talk about people being anchored in the truth, but even in evangelical circles, you sometimes have a substitution for the gospel with what is called social justice. And as I say, the Bible has a lot to say about justice. But unfortunately, what is called social justice, based on sexual radicalism, income equality, and all those other things, is much more Marxist than it really is based on the Bible. So, yes, we should be anchored in the truth, but oftentimes, Bill, perhaps we don't even always agree as to what the truth is. Another reason I wrote the book, by the way, is so that when parents send their kids to university and the kids come back, you know, parents ask, why is it that they come back and they hate America? So what we need to do is to recognize that God has called us to this moment, to this hour. He has given the churches this moment to speak to issues regarding free speech, regarding racism, the vilification of our history, the sexualization of children. All of these are topics that I deal with, but we need a biblical response.
Without a doubt. But if you're not reading the Bible, I mean, because even if you have somebody like Billy Graham, for example, before he passed, you know, they were talking about, you know, all the people he met, his experiences, you know, his crusades and everything. And they just said, wow, what a great time that you had. And the question got, you know, do you have any regrets, so to speak? And this is a loose interpretation of that question. And he said, the thing I regret most is I didn't have more time to spend in the Word of God.
Oh, exactly.
That's pretty amazing, coming from a man of God, as Billy Graham was, that he would make that kind of statement. So what does that say to everyday Christians who are not out there, you know, leading evangelism crusades?
Well, what it says is, of course, that you're absolutely right. We have to be rooted in the Word consistently. This morning, for example, I read two chapters from the Bible. I used them as a basis of prayer. And I don't hold myself up as an example, but the fact is all of us have to be doing that. But that said, unfortunately, Christians often don't understand what is happening, and the only response that they have is anger. What I'm interested in is trying to help them think through what the issues are, to recognize our times, and then, having done that, to respond to it. And I hope we get into some of those issues regarding, you know, the vilification of our history, racism,
right,
and all those things.
And we will get into that specifically. But, you know, in laying down this foundation, again, as you say, and I agree, I don't know how people, and I'm not saying this arrogantly, I'm not like you, with all humility, because I've been there and done it. I look back at my life and times when I was not in the Word on a daily basis. I cannot not be in the Word of God on a daily basis now. And I see what's happening, you know, to your exact point, is that, you know, God will give us the appropriate answer. He brings people into our orbit so that they would be blessed. But if you have nothing to bless them with, I mean, hey, look, they might as well just walk on by, because you're so anchored in the temporal that what this person requires is something of an eternal perspective. And this is the battle that rages. It has always raged. It will continue to rage. But if we don't know the difference, then for times like this, we end up being, you know, victims, and we're about as useless as salt that has lost its effectiveness.
Exactly. And we can talk about that more, but we need to emphasize where we are in this moment and our response.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and his new book is going to knock your socks off. Let me tell you, you need to get your hands on it. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It will bless you immensely. It will cause you to do some serious thinking and investigating, and it will cause you to probably, reorder your priorities of time.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with the pastor emeritus of the Moody Bible Church, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, where he served as senior pastor for 36 years. He's the award-winning author of One Minute After You Die, and we're talking about his latest book, We Will Not Be Silenced. Dr. Lutzer, Why the book?
When I began to realize that the radical left really wants to transform America, I began to understand that underlying all this is cultural Marxism. Cultural Marxism says we can achieve a Marxist state incrementally without a revolution like was true in China and in Russia. And so they said we have to capture the media, we have to capture education, we have to capture law, and if we do that, we can bring it about, and we vote for the right people, we can bring it about incrementally, and people will like it. But one of the things that it emphasizes is we need a new foundation. And so you have this attack against our Judeo-Christian history, the vilification of our monuments. That's all part of it so that we can build it on a new foundation. And part of it also, by the way, Bill, is the destruction of the family. Marx believed right. that the family was a unit of oppression. Men oppressed their wives, parents oppressed their children. God was the ultimate oppressor. So if you free people from oppression, then they'll live happily. So how is this applied to race? You know, Saul Alinsky here in Chicago in the 70s saw this as he was a Marxist. He saw this as a great opportunity to apply Marxism to race. And so what he would emphasize is that people are to be put into two different categories, the oppressed and the oppressors. And his intention was not to solve problems. He said that. His intention was to bring about continual conflict between the races until the oppressed overcome the oppressors. And that's why you find that everything today collapses into racial issues, and it's even hard sometimes for people to think clearly. But as I Right. mentioned in the book, we will not be silenced. I emphasize the fact that Christianity has an answer. There aren't that many differences between us. We are all sinners. We come to the foot of the cross to receive God's forgiveness, and we become one body, and then we ask, how can we help one another and make things better? This is very different from what is sometimes referred to as social justice. Very quickly, how is it applied to freedom of speech? Marxists teach that if we have freedom of speech, the capitalists will always win the argument, because remember, they are the oppressors. So what we have to do is to shut them down and give the oppressed an opportunity to speak. And so I show how this actually is worked out in our universities. And so conservatives are not allowed to speak because, after all, they are the oppressors. And that's where we live. Very quickly also, I have a chapter on propaganda. The purpose of propaganda is to shape people's view of reality that even when faced with a mountain of evidence, they will not change their minds. And I show how this is done through fear and through hate and how it has permeated our society. And one of the great reasons why we are where we are today. And then the rest of the book, I have a chapter on the sexualization of children. One of the longest is on the topic of socialism and Islam and the radical left and so forth. But here's the bottom line. I wanted this book to give encouragement to the church. This wasn't a book to reclaim the culture. It's a book to reclaim the church, to know where it stands, and to stand boldly in the midst of legal pressure and cultural pressure, and that we will simply say, here we stand, we cannot do otherwise. Students in our university today are oftentimes not talked out of their faith, they're mocked out of their faith. The question is, how can we stand against the culture and bring honor to Jesus?
Amen. Wow. And that's just an overview, a 30,000 viewpoint overview of this book. And they're powerful questions and some great answers and insight. To me, Dr. Lucer, at the core of all this, I mean, the big exchange that is taking place between Marxism, capitalism, our American dream in which we live, is the exchange of our God for their God. You know, did God really say, we're back to the Garden of Eden with that incredible question from Satan himself. And this is what Marxism does. It nullifies
God himself, but knowing, I mean, they're smart enough to know that people will worship something. We have an inherent image, imago Deo, that is imparted in each of God's creation, that, you know, it cries out to worship. We must worship something. And if it's not that which is legitimate, then we will fall victim to the illegitimate. And this is what I see at the very core, you know, as I said in the first segment, the return to first principles. But you, if you're not basked in the truth and the word of God, your viewpoint of first principles, you're going to be off. And as a result, you're on shaky ground. And the Marxists know that because they're very well fortified. They know how to argue these particular cases. And they also know when they can't win. That's why they invalidate you and cancel you.
Oh, yeah. In the book, I discuss the cancel culture. It's collective demonization that was perfected in Russia, where once the state deplatformed someone, everyone else had to jump in and show that they were on the favor of the state. And that's what's happening today before our eyes. You know, I also wrote a book on Nazi Germany. There were churches that put up a Nazi flag outside, and they were saying, in effect, when you come for the Christians, don't come for us because we are on your side. Now, with reference to what you said, the issue of a different God, I also discuss, of course, transgenderism and those kinds of issues. But according to Romans chapter 1, the whole point is that the creature wants to take over the role of the creator. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have in society the great idolatry of the self. I can choose what I'm going to be. I can choose whether I'm a girl or a boy or some kind of a different gender on the spectrum. This is total nonsense, but Bill, we're living in a day and age when absurdity no longer is an argument against anything. It is driven by an ideology, not science, not biology. And so the question is, how do parents relate to that? How does the church relate to that? That's the burden of my book. These are issues that cannot be ignored. There's no place for us to hide. What we need to do is to speak. And that's why the title of the book is We Will Not Be Silenced, Standing Courageously Against Our Culture's Assault on Christianity.
Well, it is a higher calling. It complements the higher calling that God has given to all of us. If we become so ideologically fixed, and my audience has heard me make this reference on many occasions, because it's appropriate. And, you know, Dr. Peterson in his book wrote that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And dare I say, that is not that's not what God created us for. He created us for us to be fruitful and multiply. And when you think about it and extend it to its fullest, it's in every area of our life. Why do we want to dumb ourselves down? Because in the process of doing it, we're going to be exceedingly frustrated and unfulfilled. The future is not bright in that context, but yet God says to us, Dr. Lutzer, that he knows the plans that he has for us. I mean, they're plans for good, not for evil, to give us a hope and a future. I mean, wow, you chew on that for a while, and if that doesn't lift your spirit, I don't know what will.
Exactly. And we need to know how to respond and how to relate to our children. And that's the burden of my heart. We will not be silenced.
Well, the book will be linked on our website, and Dr. Erwin Lutzer is going to come back. We've got to do what we can to get you back because there is so much more to discuss. But meanwhile, get your hands on the book. We Will Not Be Silenced, Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate the time.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led House passed a bill Thursday that would enshrine LGBTQ protections, a top priority of President Biden. The bill passed the House by a vote of 224 to 206. The measure now heads to the Senate to face an uphill battle. Two U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf have suffered coronavirus outbreaks. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet announced early Friday. The ships will likely be out of action for a few days in Bahrain. The amphibious transport ship USS San Diego with 600 souls and the USS Philippine Sea with 380 souls are the ships. Proving the point, it's easier to criticize than lead. In April 2017, the Trump administration launched airstrikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack the Assad regime carried out against its own people. Both Joe Biden and spokesperson Jen Psaki criticized the strike, saying, "What was the legal authority?" President Biden launched airstrikes against Syria on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is George Barna time. Yes, we're going to be talking about the latest post-election survey. And if you're ready for this one, this is going to stretch your brain just a little bit. But this is what we love about having the professor here, because he is in the brain-stretching business. We're talking the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, Dr. George Barna. George, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, doing great. Good to be with you.
Well, here it is. The latest survey says the Biden base worships at the altar of ambiguity. How do you have a conversation with an ambiguous individual? I mean, it almost sounds like the opening to a joke or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to find solid ground to stand on in that kind of a context because, you know, everything is based on emotion, feelings, mm-hmm. you know, where I'm at the moment. And so, yeah, it is difficult to actually make headway.
Well, and we know that when you try to have a conversation with someone who's emotional and your wiring calls for, you know, reason and calmness, well, I'll tell you, that's overwhelming. And, you know, that in and of itself almost, you know, cancels the conversation right immediate sense, doesn't it?
You know, I mean, someone like me, I mean, you know, I've been compared to Mr. Spock, so, you know, clearly I'm an outlier, but, right. you know, logic is critical. Rational thinking is critical to being able to make progress, to being able to make good decisions, to being a reliable human being, to upholding your commitments, to taking personal responsibility. Those things are all related to each other. And so when you throw that out the window, that means basically everything's up for grab every moment of the day.
Exactly, and you can get overwhelmed by the emotion. I sometimes find myself talking with people, George, on the surface. I mean, they're highly degreed, you know, from Harvard and other places of distinction, and they come at you with an emotional response, and you go, how do you expect me, you expect me to answer that?
Yeah. You know, I mean, my wife has sent me to counseling to recognize that I can't challenge her feelings. So
yes.
I get that, you know. But now let's get back to the real world. Let's deal with the reality of situations. You know, and in this particular case, with Biden voters and Trump voters, I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about policies that are going to affect people's lives in very dramatic ways, whether it's through medical and healthcare policies, things such as abortion, whether it has to do with criminal prosecution and sentencing. I mean, these are big deals. And so you don't want all of this to be left up to the emotion of the moment.
Exactly. And when you're a government up for by we the people, which by its definition means that we must interact, if we stop interacting and we find ourselves in our respective corners, how do we get good policy out of that kind of division?
It's difficult. And this is part of the conversation, I think, that has to take place, is that, and in many ways, it reflects what we're going through with all the COVID nonsense, where the big cry from one side has been, follow the science, follow the science. Yeah, let's follow the science. Let's actually get the facts, not what you feel about the facts, not how you're interpreting the facts, not what you wish the facts were, not what the facts would be if you didn't report them in toto, but let's get the actual facts and put them there, and let's talk about those. That's a good starting point for that kind of a conversation.
And that's, you know, I got to tell you, it's been a bit of a challenge, especially with Dr. Fauci. We'll just say Dr. Fauci because he's been the poster, I guess, adult or scientist on this whole movement here. He's moved the goalpost all over the place. It's almost like I want to get him by the shoulder and say, please, would you just, you know, take a position? And it's okay to say, hey, this is what we know now. It may change and that sort of thing. But be reasonable with me. But don't you understand what you're doing is that when you say something, it comes across as absolute. You know, dogma, you know, from the COVID scientists. And then the next thing you know, within days, if not minutes, you are contradicting yourself and you're creating brain damage for the rest of us.
Yeah, it's difficult. And, you know, personally, I have the feeling that we're being deceived for other motives behind some of this. I don't know that, but I mean, it certainly seems that, again, based on the evidence that's unearthed. And so if you're going to push yourself on the people as a scientist, recognize the responsibility that comes with that. And that's give us the empirical evidence.
Exactly.
If science is not about your personal opinion, then let's get to the evidence. The evidence isn't going to change. Either it's true or it's not. If it's not true in the first place, don't give it to us. Wait until we've got truth, and then let's deal with it.
George, you touched on something that was absolutely critical right now, and that is, you know, questioning one's motivation. That's hard. You know, it's hard to know somebody else's heart. But you go there, and I go there, and then I get upset with myself because what happens is you self-invalidate. Because as soon as you go there, then they say, well, George, you know, you might as well put a tinfoil hat on your head. You're talking like a conspiratorial nut job. And you're going, wait a minute, I'm just following the conversation. I just want to know the facts. And so I guess, you know, all that to say, and I'm learning as we're talking here, is that we need to hold our ground in saying, give me the facts. You know, I probably shouldn't care so much about your motivation. Your motivation's your motivation, just like mine is. But, you know, let's figure and commit to the facts. If we've got the facts and the truth, then we can move the ball here in a way that's going to be win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and personally, I know a lot of my skepticism is based on the fact that I feel that there's an absence of transparency. If you're going to try to lead me, I need to be able to trust you.
Yes.
That's one of the primary currencies of leadership is trust. I can't have confidence in your choices on my behalf unless I can trust you. And I can't trust you if you're hiding stuff from me. So if you want to be a leader, get ready to be transparent. And that's part of the problem I think that so many Americans have had the last, you know, period of time here is that we don't believe that we're getting transparency.
That's excellent. You're exactly right, George, 100%. That has been the big problem. This whole COVID thing to begin with. And now all of a sudden, you know, we've got, we even have an American official supposedly that went down to Wuhan with the WHO, and they came back with this gobbledygook report that doesn't make sense, that exonerates the communist Chinese in the Wuhan laboratory.
Yeah, don't get me started on the World Health Organization, because when we talk about, you know, shifting sand, shifting sands under our feet, I mean, to me, they're kind of the definition of that, because it seems to me that if you look at the original positions they took and track that over the course of time, what we've seen is that it keeps shifting. Now, there's got to be a reason for it. We're not being given scientific reasons for it. We're not being given evidence. Scientific empirical evidence. Mm-hmm. That's what they're supposed to stand for. So I think that's the kind of thing that increases our sense of skepticism about whether or not we can trust these people to lead us.
And this is what causes them brain damage, because we still, we're not totally devoid of critical thinking and questioning that still exists here in America, thank God. We don't know for how long, but it drives the communist Chinese, President Xi and others absolutely nuts, the Confucius Institute, and those that want to support the Chinese. And so what do we get in response? They're not going to answer that question. We're just supposed to, you know, shut up, you're one of those white right wing nuts that causes problems, and don't worry, down the road we have a place for you where we can re-educate you.
And in circumstances like these, this is a constant motivation for me to go back to basics. We're in a period of absolute turbulence and chaos. We don't know if there are any leaders anywhere that we can really trust at this point. But as a follower of Christ, I know I can trust him. Yeah. And so what I've got to constantly do is simply go back to, who did God make me to be? What has he called me to do? How has he gifted me to do that? What opportunities has he opened up for me to serve him in that way? And am I being a faithful servant and producing fruit that's going to bring him glory and honor and advance his kingdom? If I can go, yes, that's what I'm doing, then I'm good. If any of the answers there are no, I don't need to worry about the WHO. I don't need to worry about the president. I don't need to worry about China. I need to worry about me. And I got to get myself back on track with God.
Got to go to break. More from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. George Barna, the professor of Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, continues with us as we're talking about the latest survey from the Cultural Research Center that reveals that the majority of Biden voters reject absolute truth. What implication does that have in terms of their faith profile, George?
Well, obviously what you believe about truth is one of the benchmarks of what kind of faith you have. And so when we look at the profile of the Biden voters, what we see is that they do not believe in the God of Israel. They do not believe that the Bible is the true word of God. They do not believe that there is such a thing as absolute moral truth. Well, what we're doing basically is we're throwing out all of the benchmarks of biblical Christianity. And yet, this is a group where 65% call themselves Christian.
Yes.
And so, for me, it's like, whoa, big eye-opener. When I meet somebody who is from the other side, I say, but wait, I'm a Christian too. Mm-hmm. It leads me to start asking some questions about, yeah, that's great. Let's talk about the nature of your faith.
Right.
What is it that you believe? How do you practice it? What does it look like in terms of public policy? What do you believe America should be like based on the faith that you have? And what are you going to contribute to the goodness of the nation?
Yeah, and this is the problem that Christians have in realizing. I mean, I've spoken with a lot of Christians, George, and they're perplexed to realize that so many of those sitting in the pew at church with them voted for a party that is an anathema to life. I mean, they promote abortion, they promote the sale of baby parts, they promote the existence of a comfort care operation or care, medical care for babies who are post-abortive and they're born alive. How do you square up that circle with your faith, to your point?
Yeah, and for me, I look at this data, and one of the things that jumped out at me is that this is a group of people who describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. Mm. What does that really mean?
Exactly.
Essentially what it says is, hey, I'm at the center of things. There's no God that's involved in my life. There's no God that's dictating how I should live, who I should be, what my value is here on earth. Basically, it's all up to me. Mm. And so this is a group of people that live by mottos, be true to mean, really, when we talk about developing moral standards, probably the best way that this type of segment of people understands morality is by saying, well, to each his own.
Yeah.
You do what's right in your eyes. I mean, the scriptures talk so clearly about we're going to encounter people like this, and we can't be fooled by them. We can't follow them. We have to help them
exactly.
to get back to God's truth. This is a group of people who believe that they really are the center of their own universe. That's the essence of their worldview, whether it's predominantly Marxist or nihilist or postmodern, whatever it may be. And they do not see themselves as sinners. They believe that essentially they're good. They do not believe that they're accountable to any kind of God or scriptures or greater truth than themselves. What they do is they take language and concepts and they reframe them so that it fits within their frame of reference and what they want to experience in their life.
Sadly, George, and I say this in an attempt to be compassionate and tender, because, you know, for those of us who know better, who apprehend and hold to a biblical worldview, we know what it's all about. I mean, sadly, they're empty. They're avoiding accountability. You know, for what? What are they going to gain from this? I mean, they're losing eternity. They're losing their very lives just so that they don't have to be accountable and they can be the captain of their own ships that is heading to hell.
You know, Bill, I mean, this is the essence of the spiritual battle that we're in here in America today. Mm-hmm. These people have had their eyes closed, their minds distorted, their hearts driven away. They don't know what they don't know.
Yes.
But they're not willing to listen to people who at least claim they know some of these things and who want to share that with them for their own benefit.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why God gave us the scriptures, is for our benefit. He didn't give it to us to scare us or to limit us. Mm-hmm. He gave it to us so that we could thrive. And that's what we want these people to do, too. We want to thrive with them.
Exactly, because we can do, we play off of one another. We're all the better because, you know, the guy next to us is better. The woman next to us is better. You know, this other number that jumps out at me, George, this is unbelievable. I mean, this is how homogenized we've become. And you question, you know, that same question. I mean, we're the voice of Satan. Did God really say? Did God really mean that? I mean, 8 out of 10, nearly, 79% in your survey believe that having some type of religious faith is more important than which faith a person embraces. Boy, I'll tell you, how postmodernistic have we become?
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. But, you know, as long as you have some ice cream, it doesn't matter what flavor ice cream.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Just get some. And, I mean, increasingly, that's where our culture is moving. I'll throw this out, too, as a caution, as a warning. I mean, we're talking today predominantly about Biden voters, but millions and millions of Trump voters believe some of these same things. You know, they're not perfect either. We're not perfect either. So, I mean, we always have to be in this process of self-examination, trying to get back to God's perfect word that was given to us to refine us, to clean us out of all the gunk that we're picking up from the world. We need that as much as anybody, regardless
exactly.
of who anyone voted for.
Well, and as you point out, I mean, here we are. We're underway in this Lenten season, 40 days of fasting, 40 days of meditation, and again, reconnecting ourselves with the truth of God. And these are times to really evaluate these questions. As you say, these same questions are appropriate for, you know, everybody, whether you are a Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't matter. You've got to reconcile yourself with the truth of God, and this Lenten season is the perfect time to do that, is it not?
It is. You know, one of the things that I've found in studies over the years is that devoted Christians, biblical Christians, are often the people least likely to engage in conversations with people that they don't believe differently than them because they don't know how to describe their own position. They don't know why they believe what they think they believe.
Yeah.
What a great time we've got right now, leading up to Easter, to get so serious about our faith that we can follow through on 1 1 Peter 3:15, that tells us to always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that's within us. Yes. When we have these moments, God will give us opportunities. We've got to be ready to exploit those for His gain. And, you know, this is a great time to be focusing on.
You know, George, you would think at a time when the cultural forces are so, you know, seemingly so commanding right now, and you wonder, okay, where is the opposite force? And this is quite telling when I read that 68% believe that the Holy Spirit is not a living entity. Jesus had to get out of the way so the Holy Spirit would come, so the Holy Spirit would lead us in truth, that the power of God would be demonstrated, you know, through us by the Holy Spirit. And so if we put that tool down and we're ignoring that that dynamic that God has given us as a result of Jesus' resurrection, then no wonder we're getting our heads handed to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in our culture today, when somebody has a small voice, we think we can ignore it. The Holy Spirit's going to come to us in a whisper. Mm-hmm. You know, the Holy Spirit's not going to beat us up. The Holy Spirit is going to try to gently push us forward toward God's ways. But in our culture, what we want is the one with the megaphone, you know, the one who's got the camera. You know, we want the big dude. And, you know, we're missing the whole point.
Yeah, we really are. And, again, we underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit. And in this Lenten season, my prayer is that you would come to realize, and I've been fortunate most of my life, raised Catholic, George, and when I was confirmed, there was something special between me and the Holy Spirit. There was this relationship that was so sealed and definitive in my life. And even when my walk went astray, I could feel the Holy Spirit, just as you say, as a soft whisper, you know, just drawing me back ever so gently, ever so consistently.
Yeah. And so one of the skills as followers of Christ that we need to develop is good hearing. Being able to hear that small, still voice that's speaking truth to us, that resonates in our heart. I don't know about you, but when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, I mean, one of the things that happens is often I'll get, you know, kind of the tingling on the arms.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's the call to me. It's like, hey, pay attention. It's
exactly.
Not loud, but it's the most important voice in the room at this moment.
Well, the other thing we need to pay attention to is the Word of God. And you also pointed out in this survey, only 30% believe that the Bible is the actual or inspired Word of God and contains no errors. Boy, again, no accountability. That gives you a lot of room to move to the left or right, doesn't it?
Yeah. And here again, a challenge to those of us who love the Word of God to be the Word of God for others so that we can have some of those kind of conversations where when we bring up alternative ideas, they have to stop when they're ready to start contradicting us and think, but you know what? This guy's living it. This guy's demonstrating it.
Well, Dr. George Barna, always appreciate the time and the insight and the hard work here in doing all this research on our behalf and sharing it with us. I cannot thank you enough. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Have a great day, George. Take care, buddy.
You too.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Frustrated?